So recall that we have X a Poisson scheme. Then it's a good idea to look at functions on X and try to deform it to an associative algebra like a Nixdorf. Or you can look at a category of quasi-coherent sheaves, and you can deform it to a plane category. No monoidal structure. If you have a shifted Poisson structure on some stack, you can deform the category. You can deform the algebra of functions to an En algebra, and you can deform the category of sheaves to an En minus one category. In this case, okay. Now suppose you have a morphism. Then you have an action of functions on X on functions on L, or you have an action of the category of quasi-coherent sheaves on X on the category of quasi-coherent sheaves on L. And you can try to play the same game. So for instance, if X is a Poisson scheme, you can ask, what does it mean for some submanifold? Okay, so you can ask the following question. So what conditions do I need to put to quantize a submanifold of some Poisson scheme to a module over the algebra functions? So to a module O of L, let's put OQ of L acted on by OQ of X. So here OQ of X is an associative algebra which quantizes O of X, and OQ of L is just a vector space. Okay, and this condition is pretty classical. This condition is exactly the quasi-tropic condition. Okay, so in this talk, I'll explain what happens in the derived context. In that case, quasi-tropic is not a condition, it's extra data on the morphism, just like for Lagrangians. Okay, so let me first remind you some things about shifted Poisson geometry. Okay, first of all, I'm only going to work on affine schemes, so in general, use formal localization, as in Michel's talk. So X will be a spectrum of some algebra A, and L will be a spectrum of some algebra B. Okay, so now, here's the first definition of Poisson structure. So two definitions. First of all, you can define the space of Poisson structures on X of shift n to be the following fiber. So you want to put a PN structure on A, or rather PN plus one algebra structure. So I'll just write this PN plus one algebra structure on A as being maps in operads from the PN plus one operad to the endomorphism operad. But you want this to be compatible with the commutative structure. So you want this to be the fiber of a map to commutative. Okay, and you already have an element in here, which is A with its commutative multiplication. Okay, so this is one way to define Poisson structures on X of shift n. And here's another way to define this. You can look at polyvector fields on X, which I'll define to be the symmetric algebra on the tangent complex shifted by minus n minus 1 So I'll implicitly assume that the cotangent complex is perfect, but it's not necessary. If the cotangent complex is not perfect, you have to write this as Hom from the symmetric college around the cotangent complex into A. Okay, so in here you have a commutative multiplication coming from the symmetric algebra, and you have the Schouten bracket on vector fields. So this is a PN plus 2 algebra. So this is a graded PN plus 2 algebra. And so you can look at Mario-Cartan elements in this Lie algebra. And here's a theorem of Milani. The theorem is that the space of Poisson structures on X is equivalent to the space of Mario-Cartan elements. So I'll write this in the following way. It's maps of graded DG Lie algebras. From here, from this k shifted by 2, shifted by minus 1, I'll explain this in a moment, to polar vectors on x. And now this is a pn plus 2 algebra, so you have to shift it down to make it into a Lie algebra. So you have to shift it down by n plus 1. OK, so here I'm looking at the category of graded DG Lie algebras. And on the left, I have a graded DG Lie algebra, which lives in cohomological degree plus 1 in weight 2. And it's just one dimensional. This is just k. So explicitly, you can say that you can resolve this. And you can say that an element in here, pi, is an infinite sum, pi 2 plus pi 3, and so on, where pi 2 will be a bivector, pi 3 will be a trivector, and so on. OK, so here pi 2 is a bivector, pi 3 is a trivector, and so on. And they satisfy equations like this. Pi 2 is d pi 3, 1/2, and there are higher coherences. OK, so this is a homotopic generalization of the usual notion of Poisson structure. OK, so now let me remind you what coisotropic structure in the classical context is, and I'll generalize this to the setting of shifted Poisson structures. OK, in the classical context, there are also two definitions of coisotropic structures. So classical coisotropic structures. So here's one definition. Suppose you have a closed submanifold. That means that you have a surjective map on the level of algebras. And so you have an ideal in here defining this submanifold, and L is coisotropic. If this ideal is closed under the bracket. Okay, so this is one definition. I'm not requiring that the ideal is a Lie ideal in the algebra, so algebra might not preserve this ideal if you act by the Poisson bracket. That's something called Poisson ideal instead. OK, so here's another definition of coisotropics. You can look at something in terms of polyvectors. So let me So alternatively, you can say that the map from the conormal bundle of L inside of X to the cotangent bundle of X restricted to L. So this is just the usual projection or inclusion. And then you can apply the bivector. You land in TX. And then you can project to the normal bundle. OK, and the coisotropic condition is that this composite is 0. OK, and these two definitions are equivalent. It's not difficult to show. So now I'm going to give two definitions in the right setting. So one definition will be purely algebraic in terms of some operads, and one definition will be in terms of some vector fields.
You're requiring the added vector to become inclusion.
In a classical setting, yes. OK, so now how do you define this in the drive setting? So here I'm going to draw a parallel. You have this notion of coisotropics in terms of ideals. So this is an algebraic definition. And you have a notion of Poisson structures, which is also algebraic. So I'm going to generalize this definition to coisotropics. OK, so here's the first definition. So let's say A is a PN algebra. Let me say B is a PN algebra. So as in Nick's talk, this means a Poisson algebra where the bracket is of degree 1 minus n. Then you can define this notion of Poisson center. So it's going to be the completed symmetric algebra on the tangent bundle, shifted by minus n. I'll complete this. And then I'm going to introduce a non-trivial differential here. The differential will be bracketing with a bivector, defining the Poisson structure. OK, so this is called the Poisson center. This is very similar to this notion of polyvectors, except you complete with respect to the gradient on polyvectors, and you twist this by the Poisson structure.
It's probably a bivector, or is it the sum of a 2 and 3 and so on?
Well, so here I just said it's a PN algebra, meaning strict PN algebra. In general, indeed, you'll have some polyvector defining this, depending on your notion of what exactly you mean by PN algebra, what kind of homotopy you allow.
Wait, surely in the most natural notion of PN algebra, you'd have a marker PN algebra to this completed guy. Because the Lie bracket would be now infinity bracket with all terms.
Yeah, yes. So
why does that not appear in this
it's on the resolution of
yeah,
K of 2 minus 1.
So if you write, yeah, exactly. If you write this resolution of this DGLA, you'll see that. Let me write it here. Yes, so this is the same as Markdown elements in the completion of polyvectors in weight at least 2. Okay. Yeah.
Markdown elements of weight 2.
Yeah.
No. Not quite right.
Okay. And so this is a graded, this is not graded, but this is a PN plus one algebra. So let me define a relative notion. So a P n plus 1 comma n algebra. Is the following collection of data. So first of all, it's a PN algebra. First of all, it's a PN plus 1 algebra, A. Then you have a PN algebra. B. And finally, you have a morphism. So now you have a PM plus one algebra. So you can ask about PM plus one morphisms from A to the center of B. Like this. Okay, so if you look at this, this is very similar to this notion of Swiss cheese algebras.
So just saying this, Poisson center is supposed to model what happens, what would be the center of the deformed algebra if we had a quantization of
exactly. The algebra. Yeah, if you quantize this PN algebra to an EN algebra, you can look at the Hochschild cohomology. It's going to be an EN plus one algebra. And in fact, you can do this BDN version of that. You have a BDN center, and it's going to be a BDN plus one algebra.
Presumably, this is the same as a P0.
It's
P0.
It's P0. Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, so that's what I was going to say here. Yeah, so this is a Poisson version. Of the Swiss cheese algebra, of the n-dimensional Swiss cheese algebra, let's say n plus one dimensional Swiss cheese algebra, so there you draw pictures like this. You have half space. You have some EN algebra living in the bulk. You have some, so you have EN plus one algebra living in here. You have some EN algebra living on the boundary. And then you have an action of the EN plus one algebra on the EN algebra, which algebraically can be written in terms of maps from this EN plus one algebra to Hochschild cohomology of the EN algebra. And this is just the Poisson version of this. OK. So now I have a notion of this relative Poisson algebra. And I can give exactly the same definition as here for Poisson structures. Okay, so now let's say you have a morphism of commutative algebras from A to B. And then I can define the space of coisotropic structures to again be the fiber of maps of now colored operands, but that's not so important. Pn plus 1 comma n into endomorphisms A comma B, agreeing with the given multiplication.
So does A have to be
PN
or something?
Does what have to be? Ah, no, I'll say in a second. OK, let me just write like this. OK, so what this definition means is you look at pn plus 1 comma n structures on A comma B. So it's a pn plus 1 structure on A, pn structure on B, and a morphism from A to the center of B, which is compatible with the given commutative structure. So you already have commutative structure on A, commutative structure B, and a morphism from A to B. So that's what this space means. And so this is the space of coisotropic structures. In particular, I'm already encoding in this space, I'm already encoding the space of Poisson structures on the target on A. So I have, so if I have some morphism from L to X, then I have a diagram. I have coisotropic structures on F of shift N. I can forget it down to Poisson structure on the target. Poisson structures of shift n on the target, or Poisson structures on the source of shift one less. Okay. Okay, now let me try to answer how does this definition relate to the classical definition of acoisotropic ideals. It looks a bit strange. Okay, let's look at this. In the derived setting, what you're trying to do is you're trying to look at the kernel of the map from A to B. So let me write the kernel as A plus B shifted by minus 1 with the differential given by F. Okay, so this is a homotopy fiber of the map from A to B. So here A is a Pn plus 1 algebra. And what this first definition should tell you is that you expect the ideal to also be a Pn plus 1 algebra. So let me explain how from this definition you can recover a Pn plus 1 algebra on this ideal, which will be compatible with this Pn plus 1 algebra on A and some Pn plus 1 algebra structure on this shift that I'll see in a moment. Okay, so here's how it works. Okay, so there is an exact sequence. Of non-unital Pn plus 1 algebras. Okay, you can start with B shifted by minus 1. Then you can put the deformation complex of B shifted by minus n. And finally, you can put the center of B. Okay, so what is the deformation complex? The deformation complex is exactly like the center, except I'm only taking weight at least one. And again, it's going to be twisted by the Poisson structure. So we already know that this is a Pn plus 1 algebra. This is going, and I wanted to shift this back to Pn. Okay, so this is going to be also a Pn plus 1 algebra, because I'm just omitting the weight 0 part of the center. And this is exactly the homotopy fiber of this map. So this map is an inclusion. And since this is the homotopy fiber, there is a unique Pn plus 1 structure. So this is a Pn plus 1 algebra. If you just look at the Lie structures, the Lie structure on B shifted by minus 1 is the obvious one. The commutative structure is not the obvious one because it's shifted. Okay. So now if you have this homotopy fiber sequence, so let me rewrite this again. And you also have a morphism from A to the center of B, which is a Pn plus 1 morphism. You can just pull back this sequence, and you get a sequence of, again, Pn plus 1 algebras. And this is a pullback. So in particular, you have a Pn plus 1 structure on here. Okay. So more generally, you can say that if you have a forgetful morphism, forgetful functor from Pn plus 1 comma n algebras, so this kind of Poisson Swiss cheese algebras, to Pn plus 1 algebras, well, you have two functors like this. One of them is just extract A, and the other one is extract the kernel, which is I. Let me just put it A and I. Okay. Okay, so now this is a good enough definition. Let me explain some theorem you can prove using that definition. First of all, let me introduce the following. If X is n-shifted Poisson, where this Poisson structure is given by pi 2 plus pi 3 and so on, I'll denote by X op X with the opposite Poisson structure, and the opposite Poisson structure means you flip the sign of pi 2 and pi 4 and so on, all the even ones. Okay. So now here's the theorem. Let's say X is n-shifted Poisson stack. And L1, L2, I should attribute this theorem. So this is a theorem to do Valerio, Milani, and me. So you have two quasi-isotropics in X. Then there is a n minus one shifted Poisson structure on the intersection. Together with the following data. And the data is that the projection from this intersection to the individual components, L1 op cross L2. So since these are coisotropics inside of something n-shifted, they will carry an n minus one shifted Poisson structure. And I'm saying that this is n minus one shifted. So this is, again, going to be n minus 1 shifted. And this map is Poisson.
So yeah? Okay. Nick explained his theorem about P0 and En being Pn. Mm-hmm. So if this was true for constructible factorization algebras, wouldn't this be a formal consequence? Despite by doing factorization homology and...
Exactly, yes. That statement is true, Ken.
That statement is true.
Yes. I didn't get to say it, but okay. Yeah.
Okay.
This is a non-geometric way of saying it. Is any of this story of the CPTVB?
Okay, so... So in CPTVB...
So in CPTVB, they define a version of this operad. It's the same thing, except you put parentheses here, pn plus 1, comma n. And it's the same definition, except the input to this definition is the derivative of the pn operad that Nick explained. So this is a more explicit definition, and it allows you to do computations. This is a more abstract definition.
So you're saying they have their own definition of coisotropics?
Correct.
Is it equivalent to yours?
I don't know how to prove Poisson additivity.
Sorry?
If you knew how to prove Poisson additivity of the PN operad, then yes, you can try to prove that they're equivalent. At the moment, this is not a complete definition because we don't have access to additivity apart from Nick.
Oh, right. So they assumed the theorem which Nick is alleged to have proved.
Yes.
Is that right?
Alleged.
Yes.
Well,
let me emphasize that the usefulness of this definition is that you can do explicit computations. The additivity is not expected to be extremely explicit. I'll mention some computations you can do in the very end. Okay, now let me give you another definition. So the deficiency of this definition is that it's difficult to even prove that classical coisotropics are derived coisotropics. But using second definition, I'll be able to prove that. Okay, so you have, let me start again with a morphism of CGG. And let me consider this pair, symmetric algebra on the tangent bundle, on the tangent complex shifted by minus n minus 1 over A, and symmetric algebra on the relative tangent bundle of B. Okay, so this is a PN plus 2 algebra. And this is a PN plus 1 algebra. So if you think about this, this is functions on a cotangent bundle, and this is functions on a conormal bundle. Okay, so now I'm going to upgrade this. To a PN plus 2 comma PN plus 1 algebra. By that, I mean I have to specify a morphism from this PN plus 2 algebra to the center of this PN plus 1 algebra. Okay.
So you mean if you can upgrade it, then the morphism is coisotropic?
Correct.
But you may not be
thinking of it. I'm just going to do this in like 1 minute. Yeah. Yes, it's
particular
morphism has this excess. Yeah, it's in Lagrangian in the classical setting. It's in Lagrangian in the derived setting. Okay. All right, so, well, I'm not going to say much about this construction because it's not terribly easy to do this, but it's possible. Let me just assert this construction. Okay, there is a PN plus 2, PN plus 1 structure. On this relative pool of vectors, which is exactly that pair. No. Yeah, it's just a morphism of CGAs. Again, if you have a morphism of two manifolds, you know the conormal bundle of one submanifold is a Lagrangian inside of the cotangent bundle of the target. So that there's no need for the Poisson structures or anything like that. Okay, with the following properties, so one property is that it's actually graded. You can define a notion of graded Swiss cheese algebra. Okay, but the important property is that the morphism uh, from this PN plus 2 algebra to this PN plus 1 algebra. Is given by the composite. So you start in TA, you can embed this into the pullback of TA, and then you can push it to the relative tangent bundle. So here, this is a connecting homomorphism. For the exact sequence TB over A, TB, left TA. So just the relative tangent bundle sequence. Okay, so this morphism gives you a morphism from the symmetric algebra to the symmetric algebra. So this is a piece of the coisotropic structure. The coisotropic structure itself is a little more difficult to construct, but yep. Okay. Okay, now again, you can you have this PN plus 2, PN plus 1 algebra, which is this pair. Using this construction, you can forget it down to PN plus 1 algebra on the kernel. And so you have this theorem that the space of coisotropic structures has a more explicit description, which is, again, this mapping space in DGLE algebras from this Lie algebra to polar vectors, to relative polar vectors. And by that, I mean take this Swiss cheese algebra, forget it down to PN plus 1 algebra, and forget it down to a Lie algebra, the graded Lie algebra. And that's what this means. And again, more explicitly, this just means more Cartan elements in that DGLA if you complete this and start at weight 2. Okay, so now, so this is extremely important, and this gives ways to compute coisotropic structures. Okay, let me just, okay. Let me write it out a little bit more explicitly. So coisotropic structure on the morphism is, first of all, a collection of polar vectors on X. And relative polar vectors on L. So these are polar vectors on X, and these are relative polar vectors on L. And they satisfy the standard equation, so pi is a Poisson structure. And the very first equation that's the compatibility between this Poisson structure on X and Poisson structure on L is the following. It's, let me just write it like this. Pullback of pi 2 X is D pi 2 L. Okay, so if you have Poisson structure on X using this composite, you can actually push it to, so given the Poisson structure on X, using this composite, you can push it to a relative polar vector, a relative bivector on L. And that's what I mean here. And pi 2 is exactly the trivialization of that. Okay, so here are several examples. of coisotropic structures. First of all, let me begin with classical coisotropic structures. So let's say X is a smooth Poisson manifold. And L is a smooth submanifold. Okay, so then if you forget this Swiss-Cheese algebra to a PN algebra, it looks like this. And I look at shift zero, polar vectors, is going to be the symmetric algebra on Tx plus the symmetric algebra on the normal bundle, again shifted by minus one. And this whole thing is shifted by minus one. And there's this differential that I mentioned. OK, as a complex, it looks like this. OK, so now I have to put a coisotropic structure on the submanifold. That means I need a Mario-Cartan element, so an element of degree 2, because this is a P2 algebra, of weight at least 2. OK, now if you look at this, the only degree 2 elements of weight at least 2 are in here. So you have pi x, which is a bivector. And then if you write out the Mario-Cartan equation, you see that pi x is integrable, and L is a coisotropic submanifold in the classical setting, in a classical sense. Okay, so this is one source of examples, just ordinary undrived coisotropics. Here's a second source of examples. So suppose you have x1, x2 are some n-shifted Poisson stacks. And you have a morphism between them, which is a Poisson morphism. So then the space of Poisson structures on F, by that I mean compatibilities between that n-shifted Poisson structure on x1 and on x2. This space is equivalent to the space of coisotropic structures on the graph. So this is just that entity cross F. And again, this is a, if you work in the classical context, this is a standard standard exercise. If you have a Poisson morphism, it's the same. So in that case, it's no data, it's just a condition. And that condition is that the graph is coisotropic. OK, so this is another source. So here's an application of this. This is example 3. OK, so let's look at morphisms from x to the point. So the projection from x to the point has a unique Poisson structure. So it's always compatible with Poisson structures. And what this means is the following.
Is it unique or is it
canonical? Unique.
This is already Poisson. The map, the unique structures on the
Poisson
on the map.
Yes. So you get the Poisson, the space of Poisson structures. If you don't fix a Poisson structure on X, and the point is exactly the space of Poisson structures on X. Okay. So then by this theorem, a Poisson structure on this morphism is the same as a coisotropic structure. On the identity. And let me say that this is n-shifted Poisson. This is n-shifted Poisson. This means that this coisotropic carries n minus 1 shifted Poisson structure. So let me redraw this diagram that I drew before. The space of coisotropic structures on the identity, you can either forget it down to the Poisson structure on the target, or the Poisson structure on the source. And a corollary of this theorem is that this map is in the Coulombs. So in particular, you have a map from n-shifted Poisson structures to n minus 1 shifted Poisson structures. Okay, so if you believe in additivity of Pn, then you have an equivalence between Pn plus 1 algebras and E1 algebras in Pn algebras. And then you can forget it down to Pn algebra. And that morphism should be compatible with additivity. So here's a sub-example to example 3. Let's take X to be BG. So this is the classifying stack of the group. This is just point 1, the group. And let me assume that G is a reductive algebraic group. Then SCP to BB showed that the space of Poisson structures on BG of shift 2, this topological space is actually discrete, and it's given by Casimir element, meaning that you have a symmetric element on G, which is G invariant, and the space of Poisson structures of shift 1 on BG is given by wedge 3G, again, G invariants. OK, now you can ask what happens when you look at BG. What's that forgetful map? In that case, you can actually split the forgetful map. So this is an equivalence, and you can actually write an inverse by hand. And so you can compute the forgetful map from 2-shifted Poisson structures on BG to 1-shifted Poisson structures on BG. And the map is very standard in theory of quantum groups. So if you have if you have some Casimir element C, then it's going to be sent to this expression, which is 1/4 of C12, C23, the commutator. So this means you look at C, you put it in slots 1 and 2, and the slot 3 is trivial, so it's 1. And this means you put C in slots 2 and 3, and then you take the bracket. The only not trivial bracket you get is in slots 2. So you can compute this, and the claim is that's the map, that's forgetful map. So in particular, it's non-trivial. Okay. All right. Okay, so example 5. Again, I'll look at x equals to bg. I can look at coisotropic structures on the point mapping to bg. So you have the canonical point in bg. So this map is never coisotropic when the shift is 2. So if you put the two-shifted Poisson structure on BG, this map is never coisotropic. But if you put a one-shifted Poisson structure on BG, so the coisotropic structure is on this map, and I'll fix, okay, let me just say, this is given by elements R in wedge 2G, and lambda in wedge 3G G invariants such that R brackets R is equal to lambda. Okay, now if you rewrite, if you assume that lambda comes under this map from the two-shifted Poisson structure, then this equation becomes the classical Jahn-Baxter equation. And this R is the classical R matrix. Okay, so this is another source. And let me end with something we are working on. This example 6. Okay, you can define the notion of non-degenerate coisotropic structures. And so in particular, this means that the Poisson structure of the target is non-degenerate, and there's some non-degeneracy on the coisotropic structure itself. There's a forgetful map to the space of Lagrangian structures on the morphism. This means symplectic structures on the target and Lagrangian structures on the morphism. And you have a forgetful functor, a forgetful map to Poisson structures on the source. So we're trying to prove, that this forgetful map is a weak equivalence. Okay, so if you can prove that this is a weak equivalence, you'll have a map from Lagrangian structures on a morphism to Poisson structures of shift 1 less than the Lagrangian. And this will give a forgetful map from Lagrangian structures to Poisson structures on the source. And again, you can work out some examples related to BG, and you get some classical things like the theory of Manning pairs lives here, and the theory of quasi-Poisson groups lives here. Okay, I'll stop here.
You've got definition of Poisson and Gaustropic, and CPTV, we have one as well. You didn't commit yourself on whether they're equivalent.
Let me repeat this. The definition of CPTV relies on the additivity, and it hasn't been published, so I cannot even prove that they're equivalent.
If you assume additivity.
I'll still need to prove that the definitions are equivalent, so I need to know the proof of additivity, which I don't know.
And do you know which definition is better?
For different purposes, different definitions are better. Different definitions of causotropics are...
Yeah.
For computations, this is... the definition in terms of polyvectors is the best. For proving theorems, I would say the first definition is better, or if you like, it doesn't really matter whether you prove it using the CPTV Swiss cheese operat or this Swiss cheese operat. For that case, it doesn't matter that much. Yeah.
If you have a causotropic, then you can presumably construct it symplectically. Do I have a Lagrangian correspondence then between some type of beams and the other guy?
So can I repeat this? So you have a causotropic, and you look at symplectically sort of the corresponding n minus one shifted Poisson structure.
Possibly my question doesn't make any sense.
I can say one quick question related to what. What you're saying, so there was a third definition that was mentioned earlier this week of causotropics, or let me say, first of all, of Poisson, and then of causotropics. For Poisson means you have a map from X to Z of X, where this is a new isomorphism. And this is Lagrangian, this is n plus one shifted symplectic. Causotropic in this sense can be defined as this map. Where again, this is a new isomorphism, this is a new isomorphism, this is Lagrangian, this is Lagrangian, this is Lagrangian correspondence. And symplectic leaves of the Poisson structure on L are given by so you have a Lagrangian from L to the intersection. So this allows you to understand the leaves of the Poisson structure on L.
So in case X is symplectic, Z of X is the Lagrangian structure.
Mm-hmm. Right? And if L is Lagrangian instead of 7 symplectic, this is also the Drum stack.
Other questions? All right, let's thank Pablo again.